"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Office Depot Office Max has great deals on everything you need to succeed, like stylish furniture and chairs to keep you working comfortably, the latest tech to keep you organized and productive, calendars and planners to keep you on schedule, and cleaning supplies to keep your space spotless. It's the perfect time to stock up on the supplies you need to succeed, from the office to your home and everywhere in between. Need it fast? No problem. Place your order at officedepot.com and pick it up in just 20 minutes at your nearest Office Depot or Office Max store.
All right, hang in there. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to have the voice line. Rounds one and rounds two, Friday at 5:20 and 5:50 here on the John and Ken Show. Well, we have another major lawsuit against the county. We were talking last hour about Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit against the county, the sheriff's department, over the accident scene photos from the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and his daughter and a number of other people that were headed to that basketball camp. This one against the county is the County Juvenile Probation Program, and it's a claim on behalf of 70 victims, females, who said that they were sexually abused, raped, molested, harassed at these all-girls juvenile detention facilities. The range here is from 1985 to 2019 in a number of these camps around the county.
So it's 35 years of sexual abuse. That's great. Sex assault, rape, molestation, sex harassment. Camp Joseph Scott, Camp Kenyon Scudder, Camp Challenger, the Dorothy Kirby Center, the Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall, the Central Juvenile Hall, and other places as well. So you've got dozens of deputy probation officers and staff members, and you've got at least 70 of these teenage girls who were in these detention camps. And this gone on for 35 years.
And it's In 2020, county officials approved the eventual dismantling of the county's juvenile probation system in favor of a new agency that focuses on emotional support, counseling, and treatment. In other words, they're not going to put them in these camps, I guess, to try to rehabilitate them anymore.
Well,
I knew they were doing something with this.
I don't think rape is part of the rehabilitation program. It's amazing. This is not like a few bad apples. This is like a system-wide sickness here that's gone on for a long time. Let's get Morgan Stewart on, and he's with
Manly Stewart and Finaldi.
Welcome. How are you, Morgan?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
This is amazing. This has been going on so long and involving so many. When did the dam break? Because obviously the secrets were kept for a long, long time.
Well, over the course of the last about year, we've we started investigating these cases and just saw how big of a systemic issue and for how long it's taken place. It's just astounding. But there's been signs all along. I mean, we know of prosecutions that have been occurring sort of under the radar of various probation officers for abuse, and the county's just gone on business as usual. I mean, the LA Times ran a 2010 investigation about these crimes. It's just, at that point, you would think the county would go, oh, it's time to clean up and figure this out. Well, no, they just continued on.
It's really disgusting. So when these crimes were reported, who do they report them to? Like, who is the bureaucrat or the supervisor that should have done something immediately?
Well, I think the Board of Supervisors obviously should have done something. The county should have cleaned this up. But, what we had here was not only the physical and sexual assault of these young women, but the threats that went along with it, that to cover it up and to say, you got to keep your mouth shut or you're going to end up back in here and it's going to happen again. I mean, you'll see, in the complaints that we laid out, that even when some of these girls got out, they were still sexually assaulted by these same people because they went after them and said, we're going to continue this. And if you say anything, we're going to put you back in there. And we're going to make sure you end up back in there. And you're going to just continue to be sexually assaulted. So this is manipulation
but dozens of them? I mean, every place can have, one or two or three. But dozens? I mean, where are they getting these probation officers? How do you get hired as one? What's the qualifications you need to be one?
I don't give it. It's the culture of putting men watching over young girls.
Yeah, why do they do that?
It makes absolutely no sense. And not even, over 35 years, but in the environment of a culture where girls have to shower, where they're detained and where, you've got underage girls who are being watched over by these middle-aged men, it's not going to happen across the board, but you definitely got a culture that allowed it here. And you can't ignore that culture was going on without thinking the administration
Right now, we have five supervisors who are women, and I'm sure they've all been waving the Me Too and Time's Up flags about sexual abuse for women, and they've been presiding over and their predecessors decades of this. I mean, it's really disgusting. What's wrong with everybody?
Well, I mean, you've got the Times uncovered 102 allegations of misconduct between 2007 and 2010. Doesn't that 102, does that not raise a gigantic red flag?
In 3 years?
We got a problem. Yeah, for 3 years.
Jeez.
That's a giant red flag that somebody should have said, this is not working and we need to address these. But they just went on, business as usual.
Yeah, and I imagine because a lot of these girls came from either no homes or bad homes, and as you said, they were intimidated into not saying anything, or they'd be right back in there again. This was quite a racket for these abusers to follow up on.
So what's the county? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You got girls who have nowhere else to go, and are in these facilities supposed to be rehabilitated, and they're being sexually assaulted because they know they can get away with it. This is the most vulnerable of society.
You're thinking that there might be even more victims who may come forward?
Oh, I believe there's probably going to be well over 100 victims that will come forward as a result of this.
Yeah, because you mentioned in your press release from your firm, AB 218, a law that took effect in January of 2020, creates a 3-year window in California's statute of limitations for victims of child sex abuse to include the alleged victims in the case. Victims have to come forward before the window closes on this first of this year. So that may lead to more
Correct.
People claiming the abuse. It could go back decades.
Are these guys going to get named publicly for what they've done?
Yeah, we are in the process of as we go through our complaints and get our filings, we'll be amending to name them publicly.
Well, when you do that, let us know, because I hate that so many bad guys get away with the anonymity of their crimes. We just know them.
AB 218 requires some level of anonymity, at least at the initial stages, but we will be amending to name, and part of our complaint does name individuals.
Yeah, this story in the Times does. Somebody named Daniel Santana is accused of impregnating a girl. Wow.
Yes.
That's really sick.
What? I'm just a bunch of animals. They can't live in the same room or in the same facility with young girls. They have to attack them sexually. They can't resist. That's just amazing. All right. Hey, listen, good luck with this, and come back when you've got more, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Morgan Stewart.
Morgan Stewart with Manley Stewart and Finaldi, and, of course, they represent and have for quite a few years now victims of sex abuse. That we had them on about the Catholic Church, about the doctors at UCLA and USC, and, of course, the gymnast doctor. And now the latest is at the juvenile probation camps in L.A. County. Females apparently have been sexually assaulted for decades by an assortment of workers there, where they're called deputy probation officers. Yeah.
Government workers, your tax dollars at work. John and Ken Show, KFI.
December 30th. Well, 4 days later, we'll tell you in a couple of news stories that were put out overnight what may have gone wrong in the George Gascon signature verification process. That seems to be what it comes down to. In the recall effort, apparently, signatures were collected, but there wasn't much vetting done. And from some of the samples that were seen by a reporter who actually took photographs of the petitions, it's ludicrous. Some people are signing off from locations well outside of L.A. County, and they were submitted to the L.A. County Registrar of Voters as being good signatures. It's hard to believe. It's very basic stuff. It's not like you're trying to figure out, is that town in L.A. County that they signed
no.
the address?
Or, no. But they did
no.
it
people
on purpose.
People put down Kern County or Mendocino.
No, they intentionally ignored all the bad signatures and just decided they wanted credit for the big number and hoped maybe a miracle would happen. Somehow they could bluff their way through it. But it was just a bad, bad job they did.
In a completely another part of the planet, there are tensions still rising over Europe's largest nuclear power plant. And where would Europe's largest nuclear power plant be? Oh, just that luck. It's in Ukraine. And right after the war started, they took it over. The Russians did. Zaporizhia, I believe I heard this morning on the news, John, is the pronunciation Zaporizhia. Anyway. The problem right now is that it's in the middle of a back-and-forth shelling war between Russian forces and Ukrainian forces. And there are concerns that if the nuclear power plant gets hit and a fire starts, there could be one hell of a nuclear event. Some have told or asked the Russians, why don't you just set up a demilitarized zone around the plant? So, you know, both sides agree. We're not going to be firing at each other near the plant. Well, that got rejected.
Putin doesn't care. They are shelling the nuclear reactors. Now, they're built to withstand a lot. They're built to withstand, planes crashing into them. But yes. Nobody knows how much shelling they can take and what might cause a breach and a meltdown. And if that happens, then much of Europe will end up with a radiation cloud overhead.
So here's supposedly the strategy. As I said, the Russians control the plant, although Ukrainians work there. The Ukrainians are saying what the Russians are doing. They're storing troops and weapons at the plant. They're launching strikes against Ukrainian-controlled territory. And they're using the plant as a shield, figuring that the Ukrainians would be hesitant to fire back because it is a nuclear power plant. It's actually not a bad military strategy. It's like saying, all right, go ahead. We're going to fire at you, but we're hiding in this plant here. You want to fire back at us, you may set off a nuclear disaster. That's the claim by the Ukrainians of what the Russians are doing with this strategy. The Russians simply say, the Ukrainians are just shelling the plant because we're in control of it and they want to get it back.
You know, the Russians lie. They're like defense attorneys. There's a video out, and it looks, it's not confirmed yet, that the Russian military has five trucks inside of what appears to be the turbo generator halls. They're just 100 feet from the nuclear reactor. And it's the clearest evidence that Russia has turned the plant into a military base.
Yeah, that's supposedly what they're doing, using it for storage. Now the Russians are saying they may deactivate the plant, which I guess could have an effect on the power supply for the country, right? If they deactivate the nuclear power plant? I don't know how much of Ukraine's power comes from there. But
yeah, they want to cut off the plant from the lines that feed power into the Ukrainian energy system.
And which is also a strategy, because if you cut the power to Ukrainians, they're more likely to maybe have to give up.
They're looking for the fuel supplies for the diesel generators. Now, the diesel generators switch on after the power units are shut down. So if the power got shut down, the nuclear fuel would no longer be cooled. And so they would need the diesel generators to keep the cooling systems powered for the spent nuclear fuel. Boy, they're playing an extremely dangerous game here.
Yep. That's what Putin likes to do. He likes to psych you out. He'll use something as dangerous as a nuclear power plant to get you to capitulate. I think that's very possible.
I don't think the Ukrainians will ever capitulate.
Doesn't seem like it after 6 months of this now.
No, they're not going to.
The Turkish president was there. The Turkish president is supposed to be a go-between. He has relations with Putin, but he also has some relationships with Ukraine.
He's supposed to be
another one of these mediators.
He's also nuts.
Tayyip Erdogan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is pretty nuts. He was almost overthrown some years ago. Remember?
No, I mean, this is the thing. We've got one mistake, one errant shell, one mistake, and Europe could be under a radiation cloud. And you've got absolute lunatics who have already sacrificed tens of thousands of their own men.
Yeah, it's...
Can you imagine all the Russian families raise their sons only to be fed as fodder, to have their bodies blasted open because of this crazy person?
The maniac who wants to reunite the Soviet Union.
Yeah,
right?
they always got a really cool reason.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right, coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll give you a rundown. A couple of stories have run in the last 24 hours, possibly explaining what went wrong with the signatures submitted for the George Gascon recall. This is the only information we're getting. We would love for the recall people to come on and explain what's wrong with these stories, but we'll get into them.
I just asked
one,
Ray.
Actually has pictures of the petitions and the fact that a lot of the signatures that were thrown out were people who were not registered to vote. Simple.
This is an infuriating botch job on the part of the recall organizers, the political consultants they hired, and the vetting companies that were contracted out to. This is just terrible. They basically took everybody's money that was donated and ran and didn't come through with what they promised and what could have easily been done. If they got 520,000 signatures, they could have gotten 566,000. All they had to do was be competent, and they weren't. And, I just asked Ray. No, nobody from the recall committee has phoned in all afternoon. Can't imagine why. And I don't hear any denials coming, right? You'd think all
Well, we got a statement from Tim Leinberger. He's been on the show. He was a spokesman for the recall. He says it's demonstrably false and self-contradictory. Shouldn't be treated with credibility given repeated provable inaccuracies. It's kind of a generic statement.
What specifically?
I think it's like the red state story.
Yeah, well, why don't you come on and we'll read the red state story?
He says
story.
He will come on Monday, but he's out of the country right now.
Good.
We heard that he went to Italy or somewhere.
Good. He can. They probably have cleaner elections there. Good. He can come on Monday and we'll read every single line of the red state story and he can give us the proof that... the red state story is incorrect.
Yeah, she's got actual pictures of petitions that and examples of what went wrong, and they're so clearly bad how they were submitted.
First of all, there's nothing demonstrably false. You missed the 566,000.
Yeah, we think the vetting was the problem, right?
Yeah.
Again, this does not appear to be a signature match problem. It appears to be a vetting of people that are actually LA County registered voters.
You know what? Everybody, when they screw up, everybody wants to say, oh, it's really complicated, and it's hard to do. No, it is not hard to vet whether a voter is registered or not, because it's public record. And the public records are on computer databases. Right. So you just have to do a search. So it takes seconds. And it's not hard to match duplicate signatures to say, oh, wow, is that the same guy? Is that Ray Lopez from Whittier? Yeah, that's fine. Stop it. Just say you screwed up. Just say you hired the wrong people. Just say one of the political consultants ran off with the money. Just say the truth. Don't give us this sob story that, well, you know, I think Dean Logan's misinterpreting the law. Now, stop it. Okay? We are not idiots here. And we call out everybody. I couldn't give a rat's ass about being loyal to anybody in politics or any political party or any of this nonsense. So you're not going to get favorable treatment. We don't carry water for politicians, and we don't carry water for anybody in the entire political system. You either do your job right or you don't. And we're going to find out, because we always do, sooner or later, who effed up, who is corrupt, who ran off with the money. We're going to find out. We're going to broadcast it. We're going to name names. And you can't hide behind BS. So don't send any lawyers here with, fog. They like to throw fog and mud up to confuse everybody.
All right, so we'll go through these stories right after the news at 5 o'clock. It'll be followed by the Moist Line. Kind of knew this was going to happen. We've been talking this week on and off about the return of road diets. Seems to be there's going to be a ballot measure in L.A. for L.A. voters to vote on. That they could implement road diets after they do some sort of a repaving project. We talked about just yesterday how they may be extending a road diet on Venice Boulevard on the west side. The Times ran a story today, and of course, talk about capitalizing. A couple of weeks ago, there was that terrible, horrible crash in Windsor Hills section of Los Angeles where that woman, the traveling nurse, blasted through a red light at Slauson and La Brea and killed five people. You remember that story?
Yeah.
So the Times, of course, takes that story because that's in the news. It's horribly devastating. It's catchy. Everybody knows about it now. It made national news, international news, because there's footage from the cameras in the intersection to show the deadly crash, to make the case that, all right, that's it. Now we got to do something. People are driving too fast and too reckless. And they claim, and I have seen stats, but you have to be careful with stats, that this started with the pandemic. Back in 2020, when we had the lockdowns, there were less cars on the road for a period of time. So that the ones that were on the road said, oh, great, now I got the road and I can do 100 miles an hour. I'm not going to deny that that's true. But what I don't want to see, and what I always see this paper advocating for, is an overreaction. And what they're trying to push in this particular article is that we have to do something about the speed and the reckless driving out there. Nearly 43,000 people died in crashes in 2021. By the way, that's nationwide. That's a 10.5% increase from the year before. This is a trend that shows no signs of letting up. 9,560 people died in crashes in the first 3 months of this year, according to preliminary data. To me, it's all a setup. It's a setup for what we always talk about with this ideology. Get you out of your car and figure out a way to slow your car down to the point where you don't want to use it anymore.
Force you out of your car. This is not making minor changes in the roadways. This is about forcing you out of your car.
Just because a few a-holes are driving too fast, we suddenly have to change everything?
This is one piece. No, because the overall idea is to destroy modern life. Because you drive a car means you probably have a house in the suburbs. You can't have the house in the suburbs. That house has a lawn. You're not allowed to have a lawn. House has a swimming pool. Can't have that either. You probably have several cars in the family. Can't have those. You're supposed to live in a city, preferably in a high rise, and you bike or walk to work down the block. And there's no grass, and there's no pools, and there's no cars, because we, the enlightened, do not feel you should live that way, because that is harming Mother Earth. And well, so what they do is they have, you know, 11 different arguments to beat at 11 different parts of your life. But there is one all-encompassing theory here, and that is reverse our modern way of living.
Yeah, here it's all in this one paragraph. Safety experts argue the best way to prevent more traffic deaths is to lower speed limits, redesign roads, and use tools like speed cameras to slow drivers down. In some states, where in New York, where officials have been grappling with pedestrian deaths, cameras have been installed. But similar efforts in the California legislature have failed, and plans to narrow streets often meet strong opposition from drivers who chafe at the notion of a road diet.
Well, yeah, because it creates tremendous traffic, and we already have enough traffic. By the way, the problem in getting around Los Angeles is not people speeding. The problem is...
Yeah, people don't get anywhere.
Yeah, we're all going too slow.
We're gridlocked, right.
My wife tried to go to an event in Hollywood a couple of nights ago. She went from the west side, about a mile west of the 405, to Hollywood, and it took an hour and a half, which is about the time it takes us if we go to the Hollywood Bowl, if they have a 7:30 show, which is about the time it takes us to go to Dodger Stadium for a 7 o'clock game. It takes about an hour and a half from the left side, if not 2 hours. So there is no problem with speed. It's the opposite problem. It's slow. And the thing is, they all know that's the problem. This is not breaking news that L.A. is clogged with traffic.
But that's not a problem to concern themselves with, because they believe that's more likely to drive you out of your car. Right,
right, right. So,
they won't cover that story.
So the purpose is to increase traffic. This woman that they want to highlight, Nicole Linton, she was the one who was in 13 car crashes.
And apparently had some horrible mental health issues,
right,
which might include suicidal thoughts.
Right. So she should have been locked up in the mental institution. You put her in the mental institution, then she doesn't kill all these people. I'm sorry, that would have been the solution to the problem. You got 13 car crashes, clearly there's something wrong with your brain chemistry, and you ought to be put away.
And this being the El Segundo Times, where do you find it? About two-thirds of the way the article, you find it, here comes the race card. This Windsor Hill crash that was so horrible is, in L.A. County's, one of the affluent black enclaves. And people argue that people are cutting through our neighborhoods at high speeds. It's an equity issue, John.
Oh my God. Look.
First of all, this was a crazy woman.
It's a crazy woman. That's what it was.
Who just refused to brake at an intersection.
I don't even know what her color is, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what color. It matters that she was insane and nobody did the right thing and put her away. And that's the issue. And you know something? I think half the pedestrian deaths, for example, have to do with alcohol. Either the driver or the pedestrian is drunk. And you know a lot of the pedestrians get hit at night, and with all the homeless people wandering around, they're getting picked off at night, and they're stoned, they're drunk, they're whacked on meth. That's what's going on. Most people drive normally. Most people drive decently.
That's right. They shouldn't all be punished with all of these speed cameras. Oh, that's not going to happen.
So the lady with 13 accidents. You know anybody with 13 accidents? 13 accidents.
I do not know.
No, okay. So she was an extreme outlier, and the government failed to figure out how to lock her up and keep her away from a car. I mean, there should have been a government agent showing up in her driveway every day, and if she ever had a car parked in the driveway, that car should have been towed.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, well, what we've learned from a couple of news articles about the failure of the recall effort of George Gascon, the LA County DA. We'll go through the stories. Two of them popped up in the last 24 hours. The more elaborate one was put on the conservative website Red State by a reporter named Jennifer Van Laar about the problems, especially with vetting the signatures before they were turned in to the registrar of voters to say, we believe that these are LA County registered voters. It doesn't look like that was done very well.
No, it looks like it's not Dean Logan. It's not the county registrar's office. It's the recall organization.
So we'll talk about that. A few companies were involved and they did spend millions, and that's a shame. Again, though, as I said, this was a big undertaking. I don't think bigger were the governor's recalls.
Yeah.
Gray, well, Davis and Newsom, that required more signatures than this, but that's about it.
When you get to political consultants and vetting companies, remember, they're just happy to have the check. They don't care about the issue, the cause, the candidate.
I understand that, but if the effort doesn't succeed because they didn't do a good job, they're not going to get more work. Why would you jeopardize, you know, what you do for a living by doing shoddy work? I don't get it.
Maybe because they always get jobs from their buddies anyway.
Well, one company saying we just went out and got the signatures. It was up to the recall people to hire the proper people to vet them. Mm. So there's a difference in, you know, whose responsibility was what. We'll talk about this in the 5 o'clock hour. Well, I know our animal lady was all over this story. I've heard it repeated several times.
Just for you, too.
Well, I looked it up, in case you did not. We did a story in April about somebody who shot and killed 4 ducks at Costa Mesa's Tewinkle Park.
Well,
that was in
that.
April. Costa Mesa and Fountain Valley are about 6 miles apart. That's what I looked up. Because the story now is that somebody went to a park in Fountain Valley and they ripped the beaks off the ducks.
Did you see the photo of the beakless duck?
I have not.
Oh.
Do I want to?
No.
No, it's very sad, though.
And don't
I see
it.
Here the following media includes potentially sensitive content.
Yeah.
Oh,
we did don't you see it, Deborah?
No, John, and I'm not going to look in the. I'm not going to look at you. No.
Oh,
but you.
No,
but
I don't want to see that.
They were brought in with dramatic and heart-wrenching injuries. They were still alive with severed bills, and suffering from starvation. They had to be euthanized.
So who's doing this?
There's Do you think psycho. It's the same person as the Costa Mesa shootings? I got to believe that.
Probably, yeah.
How could there be 2 deranged people 6 miles apart and 6 months or 4 months apart?
No, there's some psychotic living in his mother's basement. And he probably watches animal torture videos, or maybe he shoots his own. This guy's probably going to shoot up a school or a workplace. How the hell did you do that to that cute little guy?
The duck bill is the way that they find, it's their food finding tool. Whether they're looking for food on land or in water, they use their distinctive bills to forage for grain, seeds, insects, small fish, and whatever else they can fit down their throats. And they manipulate that food into their mouths. And isn't it one of John's favorite cartoon moments? Was Daffy Duck or Donald Duck gets hit and the bill goes flying around his head?
Oh, Daffy Duck. When Elmer Fudd shoots at Bugs and Daffy Duck.
Oh, that's
Duck,
what it is, right?
And the bullet hits Daffy and it spins his beak all the way around to the back of his head.
Yeah, it rotates around like a top. And then
I told you I watched those cartoons a few months ago. One night.
A few months ago?
On a streaming service, yeah. Oh, I watched them for a couple hours. And
those things were freaking violent.
Had a couple of glasses of wine and
Roadrunner was always blowing things up.
Roadrunner is just one of the all-time best cartoons. I cannot get enough of that.
But what does that say about our terrible human nature? That we're 5-year-old kids watching all these explosions and
but they were cartoons.
The coyote going down a cliff holding up a sign. Whoops.
That's right. He comes off the cliff and he looks around and then he looks down.
I like when he holds up a sign. And of course, the Roadrunner was notorious for painting tunnels on mountains, right?
Yes.
Making Coyote think he could run right
through. I watched so much of that when I was a little kid, and I think that's a permanent imprint on my brain. So I tend to look at everything as a cartoon, which,
maybe it's a good way to look at the world because most of the time it can't be taken seriously. It's
no,
so bizarre.
No,
But does it feed a violent impulse in this is what I was trying to get at.
Oh, you think the cartoons caused this?
No. I don't know what's wrong with this person. I hope it's just one person. If there's 2 different people doing this, man, that's horrible. I hope they catch him. I guess they never caught the Costa Mesa person, right? Who shot the ducks in April?
No, and I guess he went into hiding for a while and he's come back ripping duck beaks off.
Oh. All right.
It's terrible.
All right. What we've learned in the last 24 hours about what went wrong with the George Gascon recall coming up next.
Yeah. No recall people calling yet, huh? It's been 3 hours.
Oh, you didn't see the email? You should read it. It's long. It's from one of the spokespeople. Ray didn't send it to you?
He told me that they had responded. All right, I'll read it during the during the news break. But you know what? I want them to come on the air.
I think he is Monday.
All right. John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.